President Cyril Ramaphosa once said, empowering black businesses, particularly your small, medium enterprises, is absolutely essential if we are going to transform and grow the economy of our country. Contact Black Umbrellas today and ensure the successful development of your business.
Wonderful day to you. Thank you so much for joining me here today on Tax FM. I am Lennox Wasara, and I'm speaking to an inspiring lady who is currently the director of Tanyaka Trading. Her name is Nomahlubi Pitse. She is a qualified purchasing and supply chain management consultant. And with 12 years career experience in retail, health insurance, and as well as construction as a procurement officer, she's ventured into personal protective equipment, also known as PPEs, when she realized that some companies were not well informed on the type of PPE supplies they need to use in the organizations. She noticed a gap in the innovation that was required. She's also passionate about safety in the workplace, and she believes that in order for productivity to be realized, safety needs to be practical, comfortable, and durable. And those are certain elements that she's utilizing at this point in time. And she joins me today. How are you doing?
I am great, Lennox, and how are you doing?
Very well, thank you. You got a lot of experience, 12 years in the industry. That's no joke.
Yes. I've been around.
Yeah, I've been around the block. tell us about your business. What exactly are you, in detail, what are you offering to the market currently?
Okay, well, my business is, of course, we supply personal protective equipment. In fact, it's quality and reliable personal protective equipment that we supply. We also service different types of industries, from business to government to hospitality industries. We also supply a comprehensive range of safety clothing, starting from your protective clothing, your hearing protection, your eye protection, your hand and face protection, as well as footwear. And as a company of Tanyaka Trading, we value ourselves by providing added technical and customer support, where we go to our clients and view the environment that they work in, and then provide a service whereby we assess the terrain that they work in, and then provide advice as to what type of PPE needs to be worn or made use of in that industry.
Wow, interesting. This is interesting. So where did you hear about Black Umbrellas as well?
Well, I heard about Black Umbrellas from a friend of mine that is in fact on the program, that is also in business, basically told me about Black Umbrellas. And at that time, I was actually looking to get relevant training in business and meet up with other entrepreneurs and just grow myself. And that's when I attended a open day on Zoom. And on the Zoom open day, it was basically an introduction about Black Umbrellas and their program and what it's about and what they offer. And I found the session to be very informative and interesting. And then that's when I went into the program and joined in.
So the information about what they offer informed your decision to join?
Yes, correct.
Okay, interesting. And more practically now, how are they assisting you at this point in time in your business?
I must say they are assisting me a lot, practically as well as skills development. For instance, they provide different types of skills development and training, ranging from your sales and marketing to HR to admin to record keeping, and how to find and use opportunities as a business owner. They've also assisted me in linking my company to other business platforms where I can engage with other businesses, where I can find leads and make use of those leads. They also provide mentor, a mentor will then support and nurture me as an entrepreneur and my business for growth and development. So in the past 3 months that I've been on the pre-incubation program, it has really assisted me in many ways. I've learned how to do business planning, how to present, how to set goals, how to reach those goals, and how to basically just think like an entrepreneur. Mm. So it's been amazing, hey?
Wow. You mentioned being on a platform that gives you access to other businesses. What is that platform?
It is called Supply Chain Net.
Supply Chain Net.
Supply Chain Net. So it's basically a platform that Black Umbrella has put me on as a small business owner to meet up with other entrepreneurs, to market myself, to find leads. It's private companies. It's also state-owned. It's basically different types of companies where I can find opportunities. So it's called Signet.
You mentioned mentorship. Mentorship is an important part of this process. How is that coming along for you?
It's coming along great. I've just met with the business coach. We had an interview, a brief interview, just to introduce myself as a person as well as my company and where I would like to go to and how I'd like to grow. Through that interview or that one-on-one with the mentor, they've actually tried to delve into what I'm looking into, and that has also assisted. And we've just started with the mentor, so we haven't done much. But in terms of the meet and greet that we had, it was very informative, and I really look forward to the support that I'll be receiving through this mentor.
Black Umbrellas, developing Africa's future black businesses together.
Certainly, one of the themes that's come out of majority of these conversations as mentorship being one of the key components that has certainly assisted a lot of the entrepreneurs who are also part of the program, just like yourself. And wondering what's your advice to other businesses which are looking for support at this point in time, just like you did a couple of months ago.
You know, Lennox, I've realized that as a business or as an entrepreneur, you need to do research.
Right.
And that is something that I would say that other businesses need to look into, research on different types of support programs that are out there. Read up on organizations that want to empower entrepreneurs. Because through that, I was able to find Black Umbrella. Through speaking to other entrepreneurs as well, other business owners, I was able to then get myself find Black Umbrellas. And for me, I found that Black Umbrellas was a program that was good for me to find support and to grow into. So it's important as a business owner to do your research, to do your read-ups and find a program that is structured for your business, the type of business you are into, and the type of program that will be able to assist you to reach your full potential as a business and as an entrepreneur.
That's phenomenal. You are an impressive entrepreneur. Just talking to you, I can hear how much effort and how much work you put into this business. So that is good to hear. And that's exciting because it means that the future is certainly looking bright from my perspective regarding Tanyaka Trading Enterprise. So what's next for Tanyaka Trading Enterprise in the next couple of years?
Growth, growth, and more growth.
Yeah.
I'm glad that you feel that I'm an exciting business owner and you see potential. But what we want to go into or what we view, how we view our business as Tanyaka is that we want to grow and we want to build a brand across South Africa. And we also want to reinvent PPE through local manufacturing, making use of recycled materials with South African fabrics and our very own designers. And that is what we want to, that is how we see the future for Tanyaka Trading.
South African footprint it is, and hopefully you will achieve that in due course. Wondering if somebody's like, listen, let me get some PPEs from Tanyaka Trading Enterprise. How can they reach you? Where exactly can they get in touch with you?
Okay, social platforms, on LinkedIn, Nomashibi PP, they can get in contact with me through there. And our email address is info@tanyaka.co.za. It's info@tanyaka, spelled tanyaka.co.za. And my contact details are 063-385-2767. That's 063-385-2767.
Right. Thank you for that. Hopefully people will be getting in contact with you. But just taking you back to one of the real passions that you have, which is assisting women in the industry. What are some of the observations you've had around, you know, other women operating in the same space as you're in? Any sort of key lessons you've picked up or observations?
Well, in the industry that I'm currently in, Lennox, there isn't a lot of women in the industry. And that is where my interest to go into the PPE came about, because I saw that there was not enough black women in this industry. However, in business in general, there is a lot of upcoming women, and it's very encouraging to see and to rub shoulders with women that are into business. And I have also received a lot of support from them, the business ladies, basically a lot of support, a lot of encouragement, and just helping each other out, and that is something that is very phenomenal in our industry, and especially in the business, especially for women to support each other.
Wonderful. And just my last real thought, what are your words to the young girl child listening?
Young girl child, take up the opportunity, any opportunity that you may get. Take them, run with them. We are living in a society where we've got information everywhere. It's at the tip of our fingers. It's everywhere you go, basically. It's just a matter of seeing the opportunity and taking the opportunity. Don't let anyone or anything pull you down and make you believe that you cannot do anything that you want to do. Look at me. I'm the PP industry, which is male-dominated. However, I believe that there is place for a woman in this industry. There is so much more we can do. There is so much more we can advise on how we can also build women that are also in the industry that are making use of, for instance, PPE, and they find themselves wearing male PPE. And here comes a woman that says, no, you don't have to wear that. There's actually something for females that they can be comfortable in their workspace as well. So young black child, stand up and keep on keeping on.
Encouraging. You couldn't have said it any better. Keep on keeping on. Thank you so much for joining me today. Nomachubi Pizza, I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for the opportunity, Lennox. And I really hope that we can work together and we can also help each other to grow. Thank you for the opportunity and thanks for your time.
Wonderful. Encouraging and inspiring entrepreneur. You heard it from her, Nomachubi Pizza. She is currently the director of Tanyaka Trading Enterprise, a company doing so well around the protective equipment in South Africa. We wish them all in their journey, but for sure, the business is certainly in good hands. Thank you so much for joining me here today on Tux FM 107.2.
This show is brought to you by Black Umbrellas, an enterprise and supplier development incubation organization aimed at supporting emerging and existing 100% black-owned businesses.